glory to Jesus. Glory to Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. Eternal praises be.
Glory to the Son of God, Jah Jesus, the Son of the living God, the most powerful creator in the universe. We thank you and we love you and we adore you.
Thank you, Jesusy, baby. Sweet Jah Jesusy, the glorified creator of the universe, the Holy Son of God. You are full of majesty, baby. You are full of power and glory. We honor you, resurrected Messiah, you great Christmas King. Thou art the King of the kings and the Lord of the lords and the light of the universe.
That sacred Holy Spirit that dwells within each human being on this planet, we love you. You are adored. I love you so much. Thank you for your omnipresent energy. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love vibration. In the name of Jah Jesusy, baby.
Thank you, Jah Jesusy, baby. And thank you, Jesus, for the victory of the Seattle Seahawks in the Northwest Pacific, Northwest Washington. We thank you for the victory and the win on the Saturday game on yesterday. We thank you that they beat the Carolina Panthers, 31-17. Thank you, Jesus. You are a Seahawk, Jesus, because you made the planet green and blue. Look like you, look like me, look like the earth. We love you, sweetheart, Jesus. And also, while we're talking to you, Jesus, we ask you to bless the people in France. We stand in solidarity with them of the brutal assassinations and the attempt of action that took place over there a few days ago. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for blessing them in your great and mighty name. Ding-dong-dee-dong, Jesus is Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for those three new balls of created earth that you created, that you are now letting the science see. Those are the new earths that they are called super earths. That's what the science is called. Thank you for creation. Thank you for showing them and letting them see your creation, the new heaven and the new earth that each created for people on planet Earth. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting your vibration come through the whole planet Earth. Thank you for your mercy of your vibration. Through your Christ vibration, the Holy Spirit is more merciful. The Holy Spirit is on every person throughout this planetary system. On planet Earth, in the heavens, and also in the hellish realm. Your vibration is strong in the hellish realm because Satan said, oh, you down here now? Oh, man, I'm not having a party now. No, because the Christ vibration is down there, and you people down in there in hell, all you need to do is call on the Son of God, God Jesus, and you'll be delivered. And especially also in the heavenly realm. Those in the heavenly realm, you know the name, you heard the name, now you hear the power of the name. You're going to hear that today, and we thank you for calling on that name, because that's in each and every being DNA, because God, Jesus has created us. Through his DNA in us, it resonates, God, Jesus, baby, God, Jesus, baby, God, Jesus, baby.
Glory to Christ, sing a new song. Christmas is here. Jesus the Lord.
Jesus Christ. 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 Jesus Christ.
Merry Christmas, January 11th, 24, plus tax, 2015, I almost said 2014, 2015 round
right.
of tax in the name
God
of
Jesus,
the Lord
baby.
Jesus Christ, Jah Jesus, baby. We are here live at Son of God University, Jah Jesus Christ International, ready to just exalt and praise the name of the Son of God. We are here, my brother, His Royal Majesty, we're here together, sweetie, and to give glory to the great Jesus Christ, sweetheart. And we are just thankful on this Christmas Day. That the season goes on to celebrate the King of Glory. He's wrapped in power, wrapped in the light. His light is great and brighter even than the Father. Is that so, my brother?
Got that right, baby. He's so glorious that we're going to get into. He was so glorious that the first wife of Adam, she was jealous of him, man. She didn't like him at all.
Oh.
Hey, glory to the
Yes, yes. Seahawks. Go Seahawks. That's right. Seahawks.
Yeah, baby.
Yes. That is so great right there. They had a big crowd in the Puget Sound downtown. See, after Washington yesterday, I hear that they had an earthquake, a beast mode quake, that the quake, it rocked the city of Seattle because of the Seattle fans, the 12th man. So we are thankful that they won that great game. And the next game I hear is on January 18th in the Puget Sound, home court advantage, and they will play against the Cheeseheads. The Green Bay Packers.
You better hope for the good. That's Holy Ghost City.
Those fans,
it's so loud down there. It's just shattering. They better be ready.
That's right. Yes, because they sent the Packers home. And you know the good news? They actually, when the game was over and when Seattle whooped their asses, the Seattle players went over and hugged the South Carolina Panthers. Isn't that beautiful? They showed love. And it was on international television worldwide. They were hugging the team that they beat. And the Seahawks, they said, Russell Wilson and Luke Wilson and all the other teammates, Richard Sherman, they said, we love baby. You know, they pray to Jesus. They pray to Jesus.
Hey, Holy Ghost City, what do you expect?
Oh, that's right. You're right. That's Holy Ghost City. That's where Jesus Christ walks from the Puget Sound. Jesus Christ hangs out in Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens. The mountains bow before Jesus Christ. No Kwame Pass and Stevens Pass and that other pass, White Pass. And I tell you, in Alpental, the Lord Jesus Christ rules and reigns in the beautiful Puget Sound region.
You got that right. God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby. The law of respect. It is. You know, I had a one-day revival in the Puget Sound with my brother yesterday. I snuck over there, and I'm back now in the Royal Republic of Thailand, where here the temperature is at 79 cool degrees at this present time. And over in Seattle, Washington, the Edmonds area, and the King Shoreline, Snohomish County districts area, I was holding a one-day revival about a few hours, and then we celebrated the Seahawks and had a march around in the area shouting and screaming and getting excited when the game was over around 8:15 in the evening, Seattle time zone. It was nice and cold over there. The temperature was 47 degrees with light showers coming down, and we've been exposed to this heat wave over here. That 47 felt like 27, you know, because I don't get used to this warm climate here. But I told them, the people that went to revival, the art of respect. I had on my Barbie doll gown on purpose in the cold yesterday. And the people were, many of them were very elated, men and women. Like, wow, how beautiful. Oh, you got the Barbie doll gown. And then I was teaching, hey, the art of respect. You respect people for the character, the content of their character, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, and this is his month of birth. And you judge people by the thoughts that they think, not by the clothes that they wear. And I thought that was good because people were getting educated, you know, and a lot of people, nigger bites and various ones, they want to stereotype people. Like if you're wearing feminine clothing and you got a dick, are you a man, and you have a sausage down there, they said, you shouldn't dress like that. That's not good. That's what Nikki would say. You know, this girl in Seattle. She would, you don't dress like that. Only boys dress this way. Where is it in the scripture that says thou shalt not wear Barbie doll gowns? Where is it? I have not found it. You found it, my brother?
Oh, no. I haven't seen that.
And what people don't realize, people in the Middle East and the Far East, we dress very feminine by. Even in Jamaica, man, people dress feminine. Even in Scotland, they wear the kilts. You see, men and women dress very, almost similarity in many ways. And people have to look beyond clothing judgmentation. And the ones that wants to judge and brand somebody as a lesbian or a sissy or something like that, they got a problem. They must be secret undercover closet queens, you see. So the name of the game is respect every individual on planet Earth. That's the name of the game. Because when you respect, the spirit of humility comes in there. And humility is a great gift of Almighty Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ became so humble, that's why he attained what he attained. The most glorious beings, the child was born in a haystack or in a stable. He was a king, but yet he was born in a stable. You know, you study the scriptures, and it's like, wow, he was in there with the cows and the various animals because there was no room in the hotel. Or they said no room in the inn. It was all filled up. So that child that was born is brighter. Did we say he was brighter than the father's light?
He's definitely brighter than the father's light. He's,
explain that, my brother. Let's get in the groove.
You know, this John Jesus, a very, very dynamic being. Going back to Antivodome, known as Adam,
right.
La Eva, I'm going to block this out from the Father through Jesus Christ, because
okay.
I don't want him here, because basically this creation that he had, it brings tears to his eyes,
right.
What happened. So basically, this La Eva, she was the first woman, Nigabyte, that was on the planet here as the mother of creation.
That's
and you
right.
have Antivodome. So basically, to get to the quick notes, because we have limited time, she was jealous of Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus in the heaven was a shining, glowing, bright light, brighter than the Father.
Like a fireball?
Like a fireball.
And
they were saying, who is that?
Yes.
You know, because she thought she should be that. She said, who is that? Oh, that's the Son of God, Jah Jesus. Whoa. This being was glowing. You talking about the Father? He was glowing brighter than the Father.
That's right.
Now, so she saw that. So she had envy and jealousy from the beginning of this being, and so she, and you know the story. She became the queen of hell, basically on earth.
Right.
She had all kind of sexual encounters with angel being that would fall from the heaven, and she started to create giants. She could have 10 babies at a time. So giants was being created. That's why you hear about these big giants. They were giants,
right.
And it was because of her. And some of these giants were from 14 to 14,000 feet. Can you imagine?
That's a mountain right there.
These beings were huge.
Yes.
Because of the law, she went and they had sex with earthly beings. Angel had sex with, when you do that, I mean, anything can happen, you
right.
know. So that's what happened. All these beings walking the earth because of her, and basically she wanted to move Jesus out of his position by having all these beings. She thought that she could move him out of his position, because all these little Jesuses was going to remember. It was thousands of these beings. And Adam, remember, at Antivodome, he was there. He didn't want her anymore. And through the Holy Spirit, which he was, it was protecting him from all these giants that's walking everywhere. But he was in the garden. He was protected. He was in that garden. But she went out and she did all this evil. It was just evil. And I'm going to tell you why I'm telling this. Because before, Son of God University was saying that how powerful Jah Jesus is. That Jesus is so powerful that even Hitler, people who've done it, he can get and break all kind of laws and bring them out of hell.
That's right.
So just because of Son of God University, I'm so humble to say, brought that up, Jah Jesus went recently down to hell to get this being. And basically, this being cursed Adam and called him a few names.
Is that Lilith?
Lilith. Okay. She cursed Adam. That's the being I'm talking about.
Yes.
This being is Lilith. I don't like to keep saying that name.
Right.
The father. But Lilith cursed Adam, says, no, she still hate him. She don't have nothing to do with him. And she still brought that hate. Because if she had said that, could you forgive me stuff? He could have pulled her out of hell, and she could have been. Jesus could have pulled her out of hell.
Did she curse at the second Adam known as Jesus Christ?
Oh, yeah. She cursed at Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus went down there
okay.
to get her out of hell, to give her a chance. That's how merciful he is. You see, this divine Son of God is so merciful, it makes the Holy Spirit now merciful. Before, it was hard to get. Now the dispensation, when he died and that energy, he became the Lord of this planet, the planetary Christ. By doing that, it made the Holy Spirit merciful. Why I'm saying that? The Holy Spirit in this age, the age of consummation and fire, Enoch cried to come to this age. Because you know why? This is a blessed age to live in. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is in everybody, is closer to you. It talks to the wicked as well as the righteous. It's close to you. It can forgive sins like that. Before it couldn't. Like that. You ask for forgiveness, you're forgiven. Just like that. Through the Holy Spirit. See, that's why we got to become spiritualized, not so much churchized. Spiritualized,
yeah, right.
In the spirit of Jesus. Because through that spirit, you become redeemed. So you need that Holy Spirit, because that spirit is so merciful. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've done, my brothers and sisters. You could have killed somebody. You could commit adultery. You go to the Jesus, baby.
Jesus,
we're back.
We're back
on the scene here. So Rhythm is back to what we was talking about as far as Jesus and the energy, I'm thinking, that we were saying.
Yes.
And we was talking about how merciful this energy is, and it's merciful because of Jesus is mercy. He's merciful, so it makes the energy, because remember, he's Lord of the energy. He gives you the energy. So
yes.
Since he gives you the energy and he's Lord of the energy has to become merciful. So it's very merciful. When you do stuff wrong, you go to the energy within you, you ask forgiveness, and then it will forgive you. That's the great sire within you, the Christ in you. Remember, is the hope and glory. It's the Christ in you, that the mystery that was hid up from the foundation. It's the Christ in you, which is your hope and your glory. That's the only God you need to know is Jesus.
Yeah.
The only God that you need to know is Jesus. All these other gods are under Jesus. Lord Krishna is under Jesus' administration. Lord Buddha is under Jesus' administration. Allah Jehovah is not in the administration because he gave power all to Jesus. So basically, he's just standing back watching Jesus, you
right.
know, because he's in a total authority. This dynamic being is in, you know why? Because he's the one that created this planet. You know why? Because what happened, like we were back in there, Lilith, she created all these monsters, so it had to be destroyed. It had to be destroyed by the light of Christ, by volcanoes and all that. So that first world was destroyed. Then you got the second world come. It was destroyed. Then you got the third and the fourth. Then Jesus said, wait a minute.
Right.
Something has to be happening here, Father. So he pleaded to the Father for a whole year in earth terms.
Right.
A whole year. The Father wasn't budging. A whole year. Then the Father said, okay, if you want to be with those big bikes, it's okay. You
yeah.
go and you go. I'm going to put you completely in charge of that. I'm not going to have nothing to do with it. This is your creation. Jesus had a plan. That's why this earth is where it is today. It's the only place in the universes that's like this. You can come to this planet. It's rock hard.
That's right.
Everything else, other planets are not like that. You know why it's like that? Because it can take sin. It can take all kinds of sin, this planet. He knew what he was doing. He built it like this. For we can become gods and goddesses. Because you can sin, but yet and still, you become a god by believing and living his principles and accepting that Christ, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God, and by him giving you the Holy Ghost, and then you're on your way with the living Christ within you that goes holy, and that would take you and redeem you and purify you until you become a god or goddesses. That was Jesus' plan. So we need to be really adored, and that's why he's brighter than the Father. He has that regeneration energy. He has that cosmic fire. So he's a lot brighter than the Father. And a lot of people saying, Father this, Father that. What Father are you talking about? Father Jesus is the Father and Lord of this planet. Allah Jehovah is not. Listen again and listen good. Allah Jehovah is not the Lord and God of this planet. He's very powerful, but he gave all authority to Jesus. Jesus is the powerful being. He created worlds, not only this one, but zillions of worlds.
One time the father was saying he just gave a figure of speech like it was a billion, like 11 billion or something like that. But it's zillions of worlds that Jesus has created. So this being is something else. He's not. He's something to be reckoned with. You know, he's worthy of praise. I mean, the church world, the Christian world, has kind of come up a little bit because at first they didn't know who they worshiped. Then they saying Lord. They believe and say, Lord, it's many lords under him. What Lord are you talking about? You know, Lord Jesus, at least say Lord Jesus, say a name.
Definitely.
I mean, Lord is a title. It's a title. You saying titles? Are you scared? Go to church. You scared? Use the name, the powerful name of Jesus. You know, use the name of authority and power in this planetary system. Those of you in hell that's listening to us now, new listeners, people are now listening to us in hell. The hellish realm, they can come. Jesus has allowed them to hear our program. Jesus has allowed people in the heavenly realms to hear our program. So we have over a billion people on the earth listening, and then we have zillions of people in heavenly realms and also in hellish realms.
That's right.
Because they need to be delivered by the powerful name of Jesus. And just like I said before, the reason Jesus went to the lot live down there to see if he knows all things, but he gave her a chance to be redeemed. She rejected her. See, we reject Jesus. It's we that reject God. They don't reject us. Allah and they don't reject us. We reject him by not living his principles, not believing it, not living them. We're the rejected ones. We're the ones that create up all these creeds and everything. Man does that. Jesus doesn't do it. Jesus is there. His Holy Spirit is knocking on your consciousness. Listen. He's knocking on your head like my brother's doing. Listen, he's in you. He's around you. He's through you. That cosmic Christ, that's what we should be worshiping. We need to get more spiritualized, not churchified.
Yes.
Spiritual in the spirit of Jesus. The most powerful name in the universe is Jesus. Many Muslims, people in Christians are coming to Jesus. They're doing it in secret. They're seeing the power.
Yes.
Try it. They are seeing. They say, oh, this is power. Oh, they're reckoning with it. People all over the world, it's a revolution happening. People say it's awakening. Yeah, they say the revolution is happening now. The revival is happening now.
Amen.
It's an inner revival. Then it become outer. People are living the regular Orthodox church that's not teaching this, and they're getting delivered. They hear what we're saying, and they're coming to the truth. They say, oh, I don't have to go to church. The pimps, they're taking me. They're robbing men. Oh, I don't have to do that. I can be free. That's the message that Jesus taught, to be free, in the spirit of Jesus, to live in the Jesus presence and spirit day by day, not just going to some building and think that there's nothing wrong with that to
yes,
the degree. Yes, it is, my brother says.
Yeah, they ain't worshiping Jesus.
If they're not worshiping Jesus, if you're worshiping Jesus, it's okay.
Cool.
But most of the times, let's face it, they're not worshiping Jesus. Usually when they get there, they get off-kilter, they go all this other stuff except for the praise and worship. And the highest praise you can do is being by yourself, worshiping that light of Christ by yourself, wherever you are, in nature, in the football game, in the mountains, on the beach, in your living room. That's the highest worship. The highest worship is not going to a congregation.
You got that right, baby, because Psalms 46:10, it declares God said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted above the heathen. I will be exalted in all the earth. So the power of stillness, the power is realness, the power to feel the firm, loving, radiant light of Jesus Christ, that divine energy of love, that precious whole I spirit, Christ Jesus, the Holy Ghost on every coast.
You got that right.
That's what it's all about. Yes. So it's like as we concentrate on this sacred spirit of Jesus Christ, and as we get our thoughts in alignment through the Christ life, then our adrenal gland can go to work and deposit a status. The adrenaline gland is that gland we talked about the other day last year. By the way, Happy New Year. This New Year's in 2015 now in this great land and continent. So the power of the adrenal gland with the excitement gland that causes you to open your mind to worship God, Jesus Christ, manifested through Christ's loving royal energy. And the energy is the whole I Spirit of God, known as Holy Spirit, Christ-like. And as my brother said so lovingly, that Christ is in every individual that cometh into the world, and that the Christ light must be contacted by turning to Jesus Christ, the baptizer of the holy light. And as we come into the fire of glory, the holy fire of energy would rise up in our being, and we would adore this great fireball of love and glory. That's why Jesus Christ, the intended eternal being, is so powerful. He is the eternal symbol of the gracious, glorious, powerful, almighty Christ energy. And we live, we move, and we have our being through the Christ-like energy. The Christ-like energy is our Savior, this divine Holy Spirit, this powerful Hagios Spirit. That's the great Spirit, Holy, that rescued me when I spoke last year in December, that saved me out of the quicksand. It is the power of light. When I focus my mind on Holy Spirit, and I begin to recognize that the Spirit in me is holy, and when I begin to recognize that the power that is in that quicksand is in me, and if the power is in the sand, then the power in me can concentrate, and then the power in the sand can stop. So I don't descend, but I can ascend. And then when I put my mind on Holy Spirit, then I begin to walk out of the quicksand activity. Now, most times, like my brother said, Jesus Christ can, the laws of Jesus Christ are so supreme and so high, and on the natural, if you walk in the water, you sink. Jesus Christ walked on water. I, sweetie, walked on quicksand. How did I do it? I did it not of my own accord, of my own glory, but on the glory of the Holy Ghost. And so the power of the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ Almighty, was wrapping inside of me, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ living inside. So therefore, I put my mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal energy, as my niece or my nephew, I use the word niece, but he was nephew, as they say in English, he helped me and inspired me. We talked about Holy Spirit, the power of Holy Spirit, the power of this radiant force. And matter of fact, my niece's name, his name was Radiance. And so the name, he got a great name that represents the radiance of Holy Spirit, the whole I Spirit of Christ. Now, sweethearts, of all the teachings we're telling you, look within yourselves, be still. As the scripture says, I told you, and then in the book of Hebrews, it gives an exaltation of Jesus Christ, how he created all the worlds. You see, because after the situation, my brother said that it fell, and then they had the Lemurian age, and that went through wickedness, which I will not get into the in-depth of it, and then the Atlantean age. So you have to, and then all these things was happening, and then the flood of Noah, the fourth world, and then Jesus said, like my brother said, hey, time with them, but we got to do something about this. We got to make a world that can be very strong, very endurable. And so that's why this is called the fifth world, and the fifth world Buddha has been sent under the administration of Jesus Christ. Anyone that exalts Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is of Jesus Christ and is of the Father. Anyone that tears down Jesus Christ is not of God, and it's not of the Son of God. And he that hath the Son, as the scripture says in the book of John, epistle, they have the life. He that hath not the Son of God does not have no life at all, but is a deadbeat. So you see, the power is, like my brother said, is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jah Jesus Christ. That name is so powerful. All you wonderful churches in the world and in America and Europe and the UK, I tell you, I inspire you and I order you to magnify the name of Jesus Christ. If you claim to be a Christian, and if you claim that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your God and your Savior, I tell you, you really should lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Like Jehovah told us the other day, the only God you need to worry about is Jah Jesus Christ. As my brother said it earlier, the only God, how did you say you need to think about or concerned about, now, concentrate?
Stay aware of.
See, the only God we need to be aware of is Jesus Christ. You see, because under Jesus Christ's administration, that's the one that Jesus Christ has spoken in the book of the St. John in the 10th chapter, and he spoke about it back in the 31 verse. He said, "Yea, I said, ye are gods unto whom the light of Christ cometh." Or the Word of God. The Word of God is the light of Christ, the energy within it. And so everybody evolves under Jesus Christ. So people say, well, that's what Satan talked about, the gods. No, Nicobite, wake up. Jesus spoke it first, and then Satan tried to trick Eva and told her, hey, if you do this and you eat the fruit of the tree of life or the tree of good and evil, you're going to know good and evil, and your eyes to be opened, and you'll become as gods. Well, Satan tried to trick them, what they were as gods. They were made by the hand of Jehovah, that particular DNA experiment with Atibadom and Laiba. You see, they were not born like you and I, but they were made by the hand of the Almighty, and the Almighty took the dirt of the ground, mingled, get this, it was mingled with the Christ-like energy. Remember, the holy light of Christ was in the beginning. There is no beginning and no ending. The Holy Spirit was not created. But the Holy Spirit was always was, always is, always ever shall be, universes and galaxies without end. So this great God, Elohim, created that particular, all that dirt and atoms mixed together, made the first parent. And through them, then Jesus Christ came on the scene and he said, I'm going to take this thing and make it right, Father, because we're gonna, the wickedness is going to come. And so Jesus Christ did. And so now when people were born out of the coochie of the woman, that was formulated by the Son of God, Jah Jesus. That's why Jah Jesus Christ, according to the book of the Pearl of Great Price, none of Doctrine and the Covenant, that Jesus Christ is the Father of the heavens and the earth. And people say, are you speaking amalgamation? No, baby. Jesus Christ is one. Jehovah is another. One plus one equal one plus one, which is two. Two personal beings. And so Jehovah has the Son of God sitting at his right hand. When Stephen was assassinated in the book of Acts, and the book of the seventh chapter, when they speak about when he was being persecuted for preaching Jesus Christ, it says, Stephen, being full of Holy Ghost, looked up in the heavens being opened, and he saw Jesus Christ standing right light of the Father, and the Father right there. Right there, the martyr Stephen was translated right there when he saw the heavens open. And then he saw Jesus Christ and saw God the Father and saw that glory and the magnificent, magnanimous light. He saw what he'd been preaching about. And so he was translated, and he gave his life joyfully. You see, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the martyrs were transfigured before they gave their life. And so when they were transfigured, that means after they gave their life, they left to come back to them like it came back to Jesus Christ, the divine prophet, priest and king, the son of the holy God, Jehovah. So, sweetheart babies, it is realizational time to become divinely aware of the sacred whole I spirit of Jesus Christ that is inside of us. Because as we worship, as we become attuned, as we adore Jesus Christ, the giver and the ordainer of this spirit, it comes from his realm. Jesus Christ is the initiator, the baptizer of this power. This is what the whole glorious Christmas season is about. Merry Christmas. This is what it's about, to celebrate the Christ within us. Look at the scriptures. It's in the book of Isaiah, the 65th chapter and the 66th chapter, and it speaks also in the book of Revelation, in the 21st chapter and the 19th chapter and throughout the Holy Scripture, that, hey, America, Europe, UK, Asia, Middle East, Africa, everywhere, Mexico, Latino areas, Latin America, it's like this glory of the light of Christ is on you, in you, right now. You can receive this glory. It says the lamb shall lie down with the tiger and the lions, and the peace shall be, and the vibrations of humankind shall be subjected to the Christ energy. This is the time that everybody is to look inside of themselves and stop judging other people and learn the art of respect, like I had that one day revival back in the Puget Sound down yesterday. And as you recognize the power of respect, you respect every individual, because every human being on this planet has a seed of the Christ-like energy. And as the seed of the Christ-like energy is in every individual, that means they have hope to bring it forth. And if they have hope to bring it forth, don't judge a person by the way they dress, by the way they speak, by the way they smell, or by the way they tell. You judge a person by the content of the character, and you send out love. The adrenal gland is to be directed and guided by Holy Spirit. When the person subjects themselves to the Holy Spirit, then you are cool, calm, and collective. You are on the positive upscale side of this adrenal gland. This adrenal gland can take you all the way to paradise, all the way past the heavens, like it did Enoch of old. The adrenaline gland is the excitement gland. It is in Book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, verse 5. By faith, by the adrenal energy, the entheos power of light, that Enoch was translated, and he did not experience physical death. And he was not found to be a dead person. He was much alive. He was caught up, sweethearts, hear this. Enoch of old was caught up bodily in his physical body. He was caught up into the heavens, and Jehovah God, he saw him, and then he saw the beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ. And then Enoch was instructed by the powers of Holy Spirit. And as he was instructed by the power of Holy Holy Spirit, Enoch was able to go to heaven and wrote 365 books and 30 days, and then he came down from heaven. After being glorious, transfigurated, he came back down to the earth over there in the Israel area, and then he went from the Nile River from Israel. He prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he grew right over to the Pacific Northwest as he was directed and guided, and he was over in the Holy Ghost area where the Seattle Seahawks dwell, known as the Pacific Northwest, the Puget Sound, USA, United States of America. That's why the Pacific Northwest is such a blessed place, because Enoch was translated over there. He was the first spirit of the seven spirits, and now here we are today. Our headquarters is in Holy Ghost, Washington, known as Seattle, Washington. So therefore, sweethearts, I'm telling you, omnipresent energy from that time and before that time to this present time, and after that, the light of Jesus Christ, the divine, sacred, holy light of Christ, the divine, sacred, holy fire of Christ, all this Zoom energy is for you, sweethearts. Why are you rejecting it? Why are you scared of the name? The name of Jesus Christ brings on this divine energy. The name of Jesus Christ is a reality.
You got that right, baby. Jesus, baby. And that energy is a creative energy.
Yes.
This energy, is subject unto you. See, everybody uses the energy somewhat. The scientists use it for research. The artists use it for creating art. You tapped into this energy. You use it for inventions. You know, you got Thekla, you got all these beings that use this
yes.
power for transfiguration. That's the most important. And then while on this earth, people use this energy for sports. The Seattle Seahawks are using it.
Right.
They get into the Jesus energy. That's why they have so much love. It's Holy Ghost City. They have to emphasize love. So this energy that is for us to use, that everybody uses in some degree. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you probably use it in the 20 to 30% range. But when you have the Ghost Holy, baby, you
yes.
use it 150%. You are zooming with that energy, because that energy is your guiding light. And so by having that energy all the time, my loving brothers and sisters, and being aware of the energy, you grow with the energy. You grow to love the energy. You live the energy by listening to that inner voice of the Christ-like energy. So that energy is your guide, it's your protector, it's your redeemer. Basically, that Holy Ghost energy
yes.
is your redeemer.
That's right.
Jesus came and redeemed this planetary system. Heavens, the earth, and hell. That's a planetary system. He redeemed this whole planet by his love. And so he's in charge of this Ghost Holy. But now he also put that Ghost Holy seed in every human being. So now it's up to you to go back to Jesus and praise and worship him.
Yes.
And by praising and worshiping this Jesus, the Son of God, I'm talking about the literal being, he will come and empower you with the Holy Ghost. He's the only individual that can do that. So you have to go to Jesus to get the Holy Ghost, the
I
Son of God.
You can't get it from John Boehner?
You can't get it from John Boehner. Boehner Boehner? No.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
But he's the House Speaker of the United States of America.
Yeah, he's the House Speaker.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, he's a good brother, but you can't get it from him. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You know.
Don't be sorry, baby.
I'm sorry.
Glory to Jesus.
We can't get it from Boehner Boehner. But this Jesus, a powerful being. See, most Christians, they don't know who Jesus is.
They don't.
They
right.
think they know. They don't know. They haven't seen him. You know, they don't say his name. You know, everybody else, every other religion say their name, you know.
Right.
I don't care who it is. They say it. They
yes.
say Lord. They don't say his name. They don't know the power of the name. They don't know who he is. They don't know he created worlds upon worlds, about trillions of worlds. They don't know that he's brighter than the Father. They don't know that he's the Father of this planet. They don't know that he's the creator of this planet.
Yes.
He's the fifth world of the fifth world. Like my brother said, everybody that has been born of a woman is born into Jesus' kingdom. He's the creator and he's your father. The father at Timidom, Laiva, the father created them. They're different beings.
Right.
They're totally different. But after that, Jesus took over. The fifth world, everything that's born of a woman, that's his creation. And you have all you have inside of you. That's why the angels did not like that. That's another thing, too.
Right.
They can become gods. We can't have that. It was a jealousy of that.
Yes.
A revolt on that. That was part of revolt, too. They can become gods? Oh, no. We got to serve them? Oh, no. You know, yes, they are servants of humans. You don't worship an angel. An angel serves you. I know a lot of people into this angelic thing.
Right.
No, they serve you. When you praise and judge Jesus, angels attend you. It's go on the praises. They inhabit the praises of Jah Jesus. When you're in the praise and the Jah Jesus and the Christ vibrations, angels hang around that vibration. They hang around you. They minister to you by the praises. That's how, if you want angels, that's how angels attend you. That's why the name is powerful. You chant that name, angels will attend you, you know, and do the Christ light. They'll know what to do. They'll do your business. You don't need to worry. They'll fight your battles. If somebody come against you with a gun, they were protected. The judgment angels will step in. The destroying angels will step in. They are your protector. You don't need to lift a finger because anybody, they can't come against the Christ light, that powerful light. You got the Christ light. You got the judgment angels. You got the loving angels. You got the destroying angels. You got the cherubim. You got the gods. Look how much you have with Jesus' kingdom.
Right.
It's powerful. It's the most powerful hierarchy in the universe, Jesus' kingdom. So you can't get around that. You need that name. Especially in this day, we heard in the Puget Sound, a guy went on the bus sitting next to the person, and the guy stabbed the guy because he didn't like the guy sitting next to him. Now, if that guy had Jesus' vibration, it wouldn't have happened. Because it wouldn't happen. He couldn't have lifted a hand. You in Jesus' vibration, stuff that's not going to happen to you. Just like in New York, a guy stabbed somebody, start beating somebody with a hammer, you know, it's crazy stuff.
Yes.
Because you know why? It's a lot of demons out there. The demons are running rapid. You got to have the Jesus vibration or the Christ light around you. If you don't have that, you're in danger, man. I'm talking about you in danger. You're not going to survive. You got to, because these demons, they just start shooting people. They start killing people. They start doing anything. You have the Jesus vibration, they're going to say, oh, they can't touch you. Just like MC Hammer said, they can't touch this. No, they can't touch you.
Right.
Because you got the Jesus vibration. That gun has to go down. Whatever happens, it has to be put aside because you are in the kingdom of heaven. You are living heaven on earth. You have the Jesus vibration around you. By having that Jesus of love, praise, and gratitude, not grumping, complaining, and damning, you have the Jesus vibration of loving that divine sire, Holy Ghost, Ghost Holy within you. As you get that stirred up, you get the Ghost Holy, you praise the Son of God, Jesus the being, Jesus the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hey, baby, you're rocking and rolling on this planet. That's the only way to make it, baby, is to rock and roll with Jesus. Because if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got nothing. Because you can say all these other names, it's no power, it's no authority. I know a lot of religions now, as I talk with Allah Jehovah, they are turning over to Jesus secretly.
Yes.
They are testing this power. Yes, baby, it's real. You have to test it. You can hear me and my loving brother all day. The thing is, you got to put it to use. You got to be still and know that I am the I am God within you, am here, is present with you all the time, all wherever you go. Remember, God's way, you don't have to go to a building and get robbed by the pimps. You can just be wherever you are and live the life and go with it because remember, Jesus is ever present with you all the time, 24/7. Never takes a break. That spirit of Jesus is there. It's waiting for your business. It's waiting for your command. You use the energy all the time. Whatever work you do, you use it to a degree if you don't have the Holy Ghost up to 30% of that Jesus energy with your mind, spirit, and body. Whatever you do, your jobs, what your invention, your art, whatever you're doing, your musician, your football player, your basketball player, you are tapping into where you're Michael Phelps, you know, in the swimming, wherever you are, you're tapping into that Jai Jesus energy, and you're using it. But if you want the full potential, you pray to Jah Jesus, the literal being, the Son of God, and you'll get the enfoldment and the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire. And that's this energy energizing you.
Amen.
And purifying you and making you a dynamic being that you would change. And people will see that change you from the inside out.
Jesus, baby. It is so realistic, I tell you, because that divine fire, that great sacred Holy Spirit inside of us, the divine light of Christ is our energy of joy. And that's what makes us the happiest people on the planet. We are more happier than the people in Disneyland and California and in Disney World and Florida and the U.S. of I. And it is real and true. This sacred fire, you are never lonely when you are possession of the energy within you, because this energy fills every gap. This Holy Spirit, this Spirit of Christ fills every desire of fulfillment that needs to be, and it manifests love. Remember, the commandment was given by Jesus. You shall love the Lord your Christ with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your might, all your being. Is love, loving this eternal Christ within, loving, recognizing that the vital Jesus Christ sits on the throne of our temple. We are the temples of the Holy Ghost. And so therefore, as we glorify this eternal Christ, we are lifting up the high praises and our love. Love is the highest key, the highest form. That's the divine highest form of worship right there. As you give that great love, I give that great gratitude, like my brother says, wonderfully, thanksgiving and everything. Don't mumble, don't grumble, don't bitch, and don't moan. Give all glory to Jesus Christ's energy. Remember, the energy is inside of all of us. It's all around us. The energy protects us, guides us. Why are the Christians sad? Why are any religious people sad? You know, the other day, there were 70,000 people, the Hindus, gave their lives to Jesus Christ because they heard the word of truth and the Holy Spirit of light quickened them. They saw people healed of leprosy, eyes which opened up, the lame was walking, and this was happening, and that was happening. The powers of Jesus is real. Baby, I tell you, it is a thrill on a hill grander than Blueberry Hill. You see, because Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Jesus Christ is the reality of our soul. Jesus Christ, Jesus, baby, is the power that heals and thrills and feels. We are filled with his presence, with the love, with the light, and the good news. You recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ is in you? And the scripture said, and know you not the Lord Jesus Christ is in you, lest you be reprobate. Wake up, people. This great Christ is in us. We are not alone. We are not lonely. The book of Hebrews declares it, verse 1 through 6, how God in the past times talked to us, but the prophets that in his latter days talked to us by his Son, whom he made heir of all things, to whom also his Son, Jesus Christ, made the worlds, more than thousands, more than millions, more than billions, more than trillions, like my brother said earlier. And so therefore, the brightness of this great light and everything was made by the atoms and the rays and the molecules, just think, that love energy, every atom is in our body, every molecule. The physical scientists say that the human body is composed of atoms and molecules, and atoms is a ray of the Spirit of Almighty Jesus Christ. Think how great we are, sweethearts, all the humans on the world. Jesus Christ chose to come down from the heavens in a human form. He could have came down in an angelic body, but he decided to come down in a human form to be born as a baby. And so therefore, so because if he would have came down on a high, dazzling, radiant light, nobody would be able to take him or bear his presence. They would be consumed by the glory of his fire. But through the grace of his desire, he came down in human form, born very humble, like we talked about in the Christ story and disciple. But therefore, this Jesus has come to give us life. He said, come unto me, are you that are heavy laden and labor and are pressed down and overburdened, and I will give you rest, sweetheart. I tell you, if and that guy over there right now in Scandinavia, do not, I repeat, do not take your life. Do not, Timotheus. Timotheus, you live, sweetheart. You pray to Jesus right now. You humble yourself. Remember, nothing is too hard for Jesus Christ to do. You're going through stress. You're going through agony. You're going through spiritual hell. I tell you, turn your heart and give your adrenaline not to the gun to the head, but give your adrenaline to the Holy Ghost in your soul. Turn to that power, that tap power. Tap into the power of the energy, the Christ Jesus energy. As you talk to Jesus Christ, I guarantee you, Timotheus, you will be free. You will be healed. Confess your sins right now and say, sweet Lord Jesus Christ, divine King of the universe, royal master of light, I confess everything to you. I sorry for all my negativities. Please forgive me for my sins and my weaknesses and my wantonness. And forgive me for my hatred and my bigotry and my prejudice. I submit to you, O Son of God, Lord Jesus. Help me now, Jah Jesus. Thank you, Jah Jesus, for your holy forgiveness. Thank you, Jah Jesus, for your compassion and your mercy. I now submit myself to you by the glory of you, Jesus. Amen. You see, you pray a prayer like that or similar. You're in your own way, in your own wording, in your own thoughts. Remember, let your adrenaline gland, let it rise to the love of Jesus the Christ. Let the love gland be stirred up in ecstasy. Transform the glands to power and light by accepting and worshiping and glorifying Jesus Christ. Remember, sweethearts, the light is real. The light is everywhere. Christ's light is omnipresent. Whether you be in Tokyo, whether you be in the Philippine Islands, whether you be in Birmingham, Alabama, or Birmingham, England, UK, the light of Christ is there. Whether you be in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, USA, or Los Angeles, California, the light is there. Whether you be in the jungles of Africa, whether you be in the Scandinavia areas of the mountaintop, the light of Christ is there. And as you look within yourself, and as you calm yourself, and as you meditate and you pray, the light of Christ is there, sweetheart. We thank you, sweetheart, for listening. May the Spirit of Jesus Christ be with you. Enjoy your new year, and we will see you on Christmas Day again on January 25, 2015, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, the canon, baby. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and may the Lord Jesus Christ lift up his countenance upon you, and may Jesus Christ give you peace, love, mercy, and compassion. And may you submit your love to Jesus, and may you love Jesus Christ's eternal energy in your being. May you, sweethearts, adore the Son of God and the Spirit of God. May you glorify the Spirit of Christ the light. May you recognize the brightness of his nature and the glory of his power dwelling in your physical temple. Isn't that something? The light of Christ in your temple. So therefore, you are the temple, and you are the temple to worship the God within you, Lord Jesus Christ. John Jesus Christ. God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby.
Yes, baby, this is Son of God University telling you the truth and the light and the Spirit of Jesus. We love you. Peace be with you.
Namaste.